Hey, welcome. Enjoying your blended family for a fun Friday. Really, I got a question. Would you like a spot of tea? Would you?
No? I thought you agreed maybe? You weren't going to do that.
I know, but I lied.
You did it anyways.
I did it anyways. We are talking about a tea party that maybe you might be able to add on a Mother's Day. We're kind of close enough to Mother's Day, and so we're going to kind of share a thing that just turned into a family tradition.
Yes, it's one of our favorite.
Like a Hank Williams family tradition. And yeah, it's kind of one of our...
Yeah, it's one of our favorite family traditions, and it's just something like we came up with an idea a long, long time ago at the very beginning of our blended family, and Randall does a really good job of making it all happen and everything.
I'm glad we recorded that.
For the rest of us. So we'll get into more of the details and how that happens. But if you're looking for something maybe for your family to do as their Mother's Day tradition, maybe especially in your blended family, y'all haven't really found what is your thing, especially as a stepmom, because your kids, you know, their main focus is celebrating their mom. So what can you do a little bit differently?
So definitely stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
It's going to be a good one.
Hey, what's up, B fam? Randall and Scarlett here. Welcome to Enjoying Your Blended Family podcast.
This podcast is all about helping blended families strengthen relationships with their spouse and kids while growing their relationship with God, with new episodes every Monday and Friday.
Now, Monday mornings, we take one hot topic that seems to be a common issue in blended families. We end each episode with practical tools and tips that you can start using in your own family to create those stronger bonds.
And every Friday, we bring a little excitement to help jumpstart your weekend by providing fun ideas that you can use in your marriage and with your kids. Or hey, maybe it even just stirs up some other fun ideas to do with your family.
But the most important thing is, don't forget to enjoy the moment. Life is not just about the destination, it's about the journey. Now let's get started with today's episode.
All right, yeah, so back to it. Our favorite Mother's Day tradition, and I want to bring this up because as women, like, we can be the ones that, like, plan a lot of activities, but then it comes to Mother's Day, and now it's your turn to be on the receiving end, and you can get a little antsy, like, is he going to do something? Is he not going to do something? What's that going to look like? But for us, we kind of morphed it into celebrating all the women. Yeah. In our family.
All the single ladies. No, they're really married. So,
some of them. Yeah.
All
married,
the married
some
ladies.
Of them were
all the married ladies.
It was a mixture.
All the mixed ladies.
I think you've already had two songs and it hasn't even been 5 minutes.
Hey, there we go.
It was one of those things that as a woman, I was able to come up with this idea, like this vision of like what I wanted to do and help plan it in that way. But when it comes down to it, like Randall and our son Devin, because they're the only two dudes in our family.
We're only two males, you know, we're a little outnumbered.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
But y'all would do a fabulous job.
Yeah, I don't even remember how it came about, honestly.
I wanted a tea party.
Oh, you want a tea? Oh, there you go.
Party.
She wanted a tea party. And I think I kind of got to a point where I would start asking some of these things that would come up. Instead of trying to do the whole surprise thing, sometimes that can get just difficult to try to keep surprises. And more or less, I want to know, what do you want? And so I think that's kind of big in a lot of these holidays that come up. It's like, well, what would make you happy? What would you like? And just being able to ask and express that, and then being able to hear. And I think, yeah, that was one, was a tea party. I'm like, okay, well, we can make that happen. And so we kind of took it, and it started initially, we invited her grandmother, Grammy, over, and just kind of celebrated her as well. And I think we invited my mom over.
Your mom.
And then, you know, of course, we had Scarlett and we had our daughters. And so what me and Devin did was we made sandwiches. You know, is when I think a tea party, I think of just like a sandwich and a spot of tea, you know. And so you have your different teas, and I made sure because the ladies like the sugar. So, you know, I made sure that there was like sugar and sweeteners and things like that. And we just kind of mix that up and just do tea, you know. And
I remember that first one though, because I think it was one we maybe went a little bit bigger. We were just, you know, in the excitement of figuring out. We got all dressed up, which Mother's Day is on a Sunday, so we had our church clothes on usually, and just having like those sandwiches, like he made chicken salad sandwiches.
I make a pretty mean chicken salad sandwich.
You know, so good that our son like asked for the recipe. He's like, I want the chicken salad sandwich recipe. Can you give that to me? So it is stuff that it gets ingrained in their head, but we pull out the fine china.
I don't even know why they call it fine china. I mean, why fine china? I don't understand that, but
I don't either.
Yeah, now, but yeah, pull out your fine china.
Out of your china cabinet.
Out of your china cabinet. Maybe everything comes from China. I don't know. So yeah, that's interesting. Maybe we'll do
those fancy dishes that you got at your wedding. If you did, I don't know. Because
maybe if you know the history, just let us know, or maybe we'll Google that one.
I wonder even with blended families, though, because like our china came from like a family member. It wasn't even from our wedding. But like typically you register for some really fancy china.
He said fancy china. You get some fancy china when you get married.
But that wasn't our case. Not the first go around and not the second go around either.
We inherited. So we inherited.
Yeah, we inherited some fine china.
And a china cabinet.
And we did. Both of those. Yeah, and they're doing their job.
Inherited. So we busted out the fine china and really, yeah, the fancy little teacups.
You got like it was hard to even decide because Randall got every type of hot tea, cold tea, everything you can think of, but cute little
teacups. And I'm like going to the store and going, oh, I can get this, I can get that. And just walking down the tea aisle. So if you're a dude and you're like, man, oh no, I'm not that creative, you know, it's cool. All you got to do is walk down find the tea aisle they've got at the grocery store. It says tea up on the little directional thing. You walk down there, and they just got a whole bunch of them. Just grab you a few. And, you know, whatever sounds good, sounds sweet, whatever.
They have variety packs with different types in there.
You got all that. And so, you know, just kind of grabbing that. And I've always made chicken salad, and I can make a good tuna salad. I even do a Spam salad, y'all.
I think maybe one year you did do all the salads.
Some of y'all may say, Spam salad, what is that? So good. I mean, Spam salad is where it's at.
I don't agree, but...
No, well, okay. Well, that's...
But it was so cute because, like, having... Devin, I remember him wearing, like, a black shirt, and he had his, like, apron. Or not a... Like, a towel or something.
Yeah, we did the whole doily kind of over the arm.
Draped on his arm.
Draped over the arm, and we're like, would you like a spot of tea? May I serve you?
I don't think he said that.
I think I did. How may I assist you? Would you like some more tea? But I think I even heated the water up and was, like, pouring it into the tea glasses. And so another thing that we did, you know, I would do just the sandwiches. And even if you're a guy and you don't make things, they make sandwiches at the deli. So you can go buy a sandwich assortment and you don't even have to make anything. You can just go buy that, buy your teas. And then I bought a bunch of bags of chips. So you got your chips, you got your sandwiches. And the other key, if you're doing this right, the other key to really pleasing all the mixed ladies, is dessert.
You
got to have dessert.
You do need dessert.
So, and I got you covered, guys. If you're throwing this one in, they make like this variety cheesecake that has like all different types of cheesecake in one big cheesecake. Like they put them all in there. That's a golden winner ticket, winner, winner, chicken dinner. That whole saying right there. That is a good one. Or they've got, you can go buy a cake at the bakery or whatever. I mean, you can just walk into a grocery store and get everything right there. Or
so you don't have to make it like
you
homemade.
Don't. Or if you're the creative and you like making things, then you can do that. Or you can do like I do. I just mix and match. You know, some things I cook, some things I just get at the store. But it really is. It's a cool thing that ended up, they loved it so much that they shouted for it the next year, and then the next year, and then the next year. And then it turned into a tradition, tradition.
That's how them family traditions start. And some years we spice it up and do things. One year we wore like tea hats because that was like a big thing as everybody was wearing the big hats. And
it's
so
like bring your fancy hat. And so we'll throw in a little theme and we invited your aunt as well. So, you know, just really all the ladies that are just important to your life.
We've had my mom there too.
Yep. And so it's really just bringing them in and inviting them and saying, you know, we're throwing a tea party. Would you like to join? Would you like a spot of tea? And then you serve them, you know, the guys, the dudes. And if you're the only guy there, I'm sorry, man, you got this.
So you got to serve.
I got
everybody.
You. You got this. You know, you're going to be like, you're getting all the brownie points for yourself. Cha-ching, cha-ching. So, I mean, there you go. But yes, it really is. It's a cool way to give back to the ladies that are really important to you.
Hey, B-Fam, we'll be back in just a minute. Check this out. Have you joined our Enjoying Your Blended Family email group yet? It's a free thing to be a part of. This is another great way for us to stay connected. We send out an email once a week that is blended family specific. We share all kinds of encouragement and keep you informed with anything that's coming up. You'll be one of the first ones to know. It's a great family community to be a part of. But when you join our group, we want to give you our new free This or That blended family game. Well, we added two more bonus games, so really you're getting three games you can play with your family. These games are easy and fun, but they can also help you discover things that you have in common with each other. It can open up fun conversations and really just give you ideas for planning fun things to do in the future with your family. We truly believe that the more fun you have together, the less problems you can see. So join our Enjoying Your Blended Family group today and get your free copy of our new This or That Blended Family games. The link is in the show notes, so see you there. Now back to this episode.
So this is just kind of a Mother's Day thing that you can use, or maybe just you could do it at a birthday or just throw a tea party just randomly. I mean, that could be fun too.
Yeah, or and just a reminder too, because of the way our dynamics were set up, is that we had Randall's daughter, my stepdaughter, on Mother's Day, but we never had her usually on Father's Day because she lived out of town. You know, it was a flight and everything, and Mother's Day is in the middle of a school week, or not the middle of a school week, but in a month where it wasn't just easy to fly off. So we had her, which meant her mom did not have her, is the point that I'm getting to. And sometimes you're not going to have your kids on that actual day of the holiday. So we like to remind you guys, like, don't get stuck on it has to be that day that you celebrate. Maybe you do your Mother's Day earlier in the week, or maybe you do it the weekend before or the weekend after. It took me a while to get out of the mindset that the holiday didn't have to be celebrated on that day. And it just eases the pressure off of everybody.
Yeah, for sure. But it is such a cool idea whenever you do something special there. You know, I always try to include the daughters as well because they are ladies. Yes, and so it's like, you know, just kind of preparing them for motherhood and just, you know, as being a lady and everything. So that was really cool. But yeah, you can do different things. Like, I think we even did outside. You can kind of do an outside theme, or you can do an indoor
theme.
Croquet. Well, that's how we say it. I don't know. You know, it's kind of one of the same. But yeah, it's you can just spice it up, whatever works for you. But yeah, just really kind of using it as a tea party theme. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe we get the idea off of Alice in Wonderland and the Mad Hatter and their tea party. I don't know.
We should do that this year.
Do a Alice in Wonderland themed.
That would be really cool.
Mad Hatter.
And the thing I really like about the way we do it is that...
Twinkle, twinkle, little bat. I wonder what you're at.
Mother's Day sometimes can be one of those holidays that you're running around everywhere because you're trying to remember to sell. Like, you're the mom, so you are usually sitting back and expecting to be... I'm just being real. Expecting to be...
Served.
You know, served or, like, appreciated. You know, that's what the whole thing's about. But when you invite the other moms, the mother-in-laws, and the other grandparents in as well, it's like everybody is getting that time to, like, shine. And like he said, even the daughters, we're just celebrating women in general in that time. And you're not having to run around everywhere. You just host it yourself.
Yeah, everybody comes here. Now, what we would do, though, is we would extend the invite. That doesn't mean maybe they had something planned that year and they didn't attend. So really, it's just whoever was there. This is just kind of our thing. This is what we did, and we extended that. If they're able to make it, they don't have any plans, then, hey, here you go. Come on over, and, you know, we'll have some fun doing that.
Well, so. I remember, too, when my grandma was getting closer where she couldn't travel as much, like, we took the party to her.
Yeah.
And even my mom, which was her ex-daughter-in-law, you know, was invited over and came, and we did this whole celebration like that. So just being flexible. I mean, we say that all the time, but being flexible with that and figuring out how to make it work for your family.
Yeah, for sure. Blended families, you have to be flexible. I mean, this has got to be just one of those things ingrained in us, and the quicker you're able to do that, the quicker you see the benefits from it, and less heartache. 'Cause
and
It is hard.
And just a quick disclaimer, and then we're going to wrap this up. But there were some years, I mean, like the year after my grandma passed, like I couldn't bring myself to even do it. So I was like, nope, I'm not going to do this. And then during that same season is when our kids were gone. So we took a pause from it. So there are seasons too. I mean, this is Fun Friday. So we try to focus on the good stuff here on Fun Friday. But there were seasons where we skipped the Mother's Day celebration because we couldn't. I mean, we didn't have those connections and those relationships. So Randall just took that time to appreciate me. Just the two
Here's
of us.
Here's your card, woman.
Never, because I'm sitting there crying. Mother's Day and none of my kids. Yeah. So he, of course, you know, made it extra special for me then.
So it wasn't just a card. Yeah. So yeah. There it is. But yeah, no, it's just something, a fun idea for Mother's Day, just to celebrate the moms. And like we said, this is a Mother's Day kind of themed here because Mother's Day is right around the corner, very close. So all you gentlemen listening, just remember Mother's Day. It's almost
coming,
here.
It's coming.
So yeah, just something that you can do to celebrate the ladies in your life. Ladies giving you an idea. And maybe you don't have a man in your life, or you know, maybe you do, but this is something that, you know, maybe the ladies can just get together and have a tea party too. So
yeah, don't be ashamed or embarrassed or whatever to say what you want and then plan what you want.
Yeah. So there it is, tea party. This, honestly, it would not have happened had she not said, yeah, I want a tea party. But for guys too, just being able to ask, what would you like? You know, I really want to be able to make it special. You know, what does that look like to you? And, you know, then you can get some good feedback there too. I think sometimes we just take for granted maybe what they want, or we do something we think they'll like, and then they're ended up like.
And in our head, we have.
Oh my God.
We have this vision of what it's going to be like, and we're just hoping they read our mind. Like we're staring deeply at them, like, yeah. Do a tea party, but not saying it out loud. Just in your head.
It never works. And then we just give them a card and Happy Mother's Day, and then they're disappointed. And. You know, it's just not a win-win. We want win-wins. We
win-wins.
Want happy
win-wins all around.
But no, this really is. It's a fun idea. It was something that just kind of happened for us, but it's something that you can use too. Take the idea, use it, morph it, change it, you know, whatever. Maybe this sparks other ideas for you, but yeah, it's fun, a fun thing to do. So
heck,
have a
yeah.
Tea party. Would you like a spot of tea?
Gotta end it with that.
It's just so fun to say. I wish I was English.
I'm just mad I can't do accents.
I wish I had an accent, you know, but, well, I guess I do. I got like a country swing.
Yeah, you have an accent.
Twang, but, yeah, I wish I had like an English accent or an Irish accent or, you know, I don't know. I just, and then if I had that, I'd probably want something else. So, I mean,
yeah,
there it is.
Be content, dude.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm comfortable in my own skin, y'all. I'm comfortable in my own skin. But yes. Other than that, have a tea party. Celebrate all the ladies in your life this year. Make it something special for them and enjoy. So we will see you on the next Fun Friday. Later, guys.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for joining us for another Fun Friday here at Enjoying Your Blended Family. All the links we talked about today are in the show notes. And if you enjoyed listening, be sure to subscribe because it's free and it lets you know when we have another episode out for you to listen to.
And if you don't mind helping us out so we can start reaching more people, leave us a rating and review. You never know when we'll give you a shout out. Until next time, have fun being intentional and remember to enjoy the moment.